You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, Trent Tucker. Trent, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you tonight?
Good, man. I didn't know Milton Newton was random. You and he at the health club the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was still living in town, the former Wolves GM.
Yeah, he lives in town, but he still commute back and forth between here and Milwaukee.
So he's working on in their front office, huh?
Yes.
Now, that's a pretty good front office to work in, I would think, huh?
Not bad at all, huh? When you have someone like Giannis on your side.
If you have Giannis, and now think how much easier is it, Trent, to recruit people to that team, the free agents, the guys that'll take a pay cut to play for a champ. How much easier is it to recruit those guys?
It becomes a lot easier now because as players get up in age who still can't play at a high level.
Yep.
They've made, a ton of money along the way, but now they're still looking for a situation to make some very good money, but also have a chance to win. So a team like Milwaukee might be in a good position to attract some free agents to come and play for them. And also what Miami has been able to do, during this bubble run, I think that they're going to be able to attract some people to South Beach as well.
Now, when a guy goes in there like a one-year deal or something like that, somebody was asking me this the other day, and maybe because of the world we live in right now, when they got a ton of money, do they generally just get an apartment? Do they buy a condo because the money means nothing? Do they just live in a hotel?
Well, they could probably rent something, just to have a place on their own. Most guys who are coming in to see if they can be a final piece of the puzzle to help the team get over the hump, they're not looking to be there for the long haul in terms of once their basketball careers are over. They have established their roots somewhere else. Maybe they've, bought a house in the college town they live in or the city they just came from before. But when you become a veteran player and you're looking for the last 2 or 3 years to see if you can make a run with the team to get into a championship-type position, you're just looking to rent more so than to buy.
Just find a place I'm comfortable and I got a remote control, right?
That's all you need.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Now, you and I had an interesting discussion the other day, and Milt, we were talking about Jimmy Butler. Now, I will forever be bothered by the fact that he was under contract and he wouldn't play every game, even though he was healthy. He'd just say, I'll only give you 2 games a week instead of 3 or 4, whatever it was. Are you bothered by that part at all of his past?
Well, I'm bothered about that for any player.
Mm-hmm.
If you're healthy enough to play, then I think you should play. If you're not able to play because of some physical ailment or, some guys now are doing what they call low management, and if the team has signed off on that, well, then that's a different story. But if you're just upset with the situation that you're in and you know that you can hold somebody hostage, I don't think that's a good look for anyone.
Okay, that being said, who is he right now as a player? Were you surprised that he was became the face of Miami and he was able to take them to the finals?
No, you're surprised that he got to the finals because everyone felt like that either Toronto or Milwaukee had the better teams. But in terms of leadership, a guy that can uplift his teammates and make them better, put the team in a situation to find success, I'm not surprised to see that at all because I saw him do that firsthand here with the Wolves as well.
The Los Angeles Lakers, obviously this was the vision. You go get LeBron, you play for a championship, then you get Davis to come because LeBron's there. Just some of the stuff that we were talking about before to an extent. And for LeBron to win at 3 different teams now, et cetera, et cetera. Tell me about L.A. Will they always be a great force because they're L.A.? Who is this franchise right now? How good are they?
Well, we all know that, you know, you need two superstar-type players, and you're hoping that maybe a third guy can emerge, or collectively the other guys can come together as a team and provide that extra piece for you. And the Lakers this year, you know, during this bubble run, the one guy that was really critical for them was Rajon Rondo. Yep. And I saw last night, he was the guy that kind of set the tone for the Lakers to get off to such a good start and then run away and high from the Miami Heat for the rest of the game.
You know who reminded me a little bit of you?
Who's that?
See, I want you to guess for the Lakers.
Can't think right now.
Danny Green.
Danny Green, yeah.
Because he knew exactly what his role was. He was dialed in. He understood the game really well. He understood that if he just stayed here, wherever here was, that's where he needed to be. And he knew that they had to double LeBron, all those things, and he was just waiting. Wasn't that like when you became a veteran, you understood the game so well and you just knew where to be?
Well, and you understand the role that you have to play. And every day you go to practice, you know exactly where your shots are going to come from, especially when you play with superstar-type players. And when you play with someone like LeBron James, who you know that is a willing passer, a guy that is going to draw so much attention, and when the double team or triple team comes to him, and if you're spotted up, you know, for a good look at the basket, he's going to make the pass for sure.
You played with Jordan. Do they defend James the same way they defended Jordan to an extent? Well, James will play more of a point guard from time to time, but is it the same kind of feel?
Well, the feel is different is because the physicality is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
When Michael was making his move, you know, to become a world champion, the Pistons was in his way, and they had a different type of defensive philosophy to slow him down. You know, the hard fouls, they could tackle him, they could bump him around. So the game from a physical standpoint on how it was played was different. In today's game, you know, you cannot be as physical as you were 25 or 30 years ago.
Did Michael adjust in the offseason specifically to Detroit? Did he say, I'm going to hit the weights harder, I'm going to do whatever it takes because they will not wear me down? Were they what he looked at when he was out in the 4th of July practicing? Was he thinking about the Pistons?
No doubt about it. He knew that was the one team that he had to get by. And when you look at all the great players throughout the history of the game, you know, Larry Bird would come to training camp, and, you know, most teams would bring 17, 18, maybe 19 players to training camp so they could rest the veteran guys, you know, throughout the preseason. And Larry Bird said, no, I don't want to rest during the preseason. I want to play 30, 35 minutes because I got to get myself in shape and get prepared to make a long run, because my focus all year long has been on Magic Johnson. And I believe that, you know, at the end of the day, we are good enough to get to a championship, and I have to make sure that I have prepared myself over the last 6, 7, or 8 months to get prepared to beat Magic Johnson.
Did he play himself into injuries, you think, because he played so hard and shortened his career?
Oh, for sure. He and Kevin McHale both. And back then, you know, guys were not willing, you know, to low manage. They understood the importance of playing every single night. And they had a different mindset. And, you know, Kevin McHale, you see, you know, the pain and the suffering that he went through with the foot and the ankle during his playing days. And I can remember, you know, when he was asked to take some time off, and he said no, and he was playing with a broken foot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how about when he played in college, same kind of mindset?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, different game load, but...
Yeah, but we wanted to play every day. I mean, you know, throughout my career, I never thought about, you know, taking games off unless I just couldn't play physically, because that's what you're there for. It's the greatest opportunity in the world to have a chance to play basketball at the highest level. You know, but the game is different today. You know, guys come in with a different approach. Organization also view, you know, their superstars differently. They believe that they have to give them as much rest time during the regular season as they can to have them fresh, you know, for the postseason. You know, just like Major League Baseball, you know, a guy like Bob Gibson, the great Bob
Gibson,
Gibby,
just yeah.
passed away. You know, he would, you know, how many complete games did he have throughout the season?
Yeah.
And today, you can hardly get a guy to go beyond five innings.
Yeah, I mean, five innings, and man, if you had a good inning outing there, you're in good shape. I mean, that's, hey, come on out, man. Go just put some ice on you. Do you think Pat Riley has an influence over Jimmy Butler? Does he have the kind of persona? And if so, how does he, let's just say Riley for an example, how does he sell Butler that, hey, you got to be out there every night giving us, how does he go about doing that?
Well, it's the mindset of the Miami Heat, and when you go and play for the Miami Heat, you know, there's a blueprint, and Pat Riley is the architect of the blueprint, and he expects certain things from you physically and mentally, and you have to buy into the culture of the Miami Heat. And for a personality like Jimmy Butler, that's a perfect fit for him.
But can Riley bring him into his office? Is he one of those guys that can say, this is what I need from you, and he'll do it?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, Jimmy Butler is wired in a way where he had to work for everything. You know, he wasn't, you know, a first-round draft pick. He had a tough life growing up as a kid. So, you know, he had to fight and scratch and crawl for everything that he got as a person and as a player. And when you go to Miami, you know, they expect certain things from you. So from a personality standpoint, a hard work guy who's willing to lay it on the line, you know, mental toughness, tough love, that's what Pat Riley brings to the table, and that's what Jimmy Butler fits into very well.
I'm having a tough time getting excited about the Timberwolves whenever this season starts. Am I wise not to get excited about Timberwolves, or am I conditioned?
Well, you're probably conditioned, more so than anything, of what you have been able to experience over the last 16 years. Only one playoff run, I believe, over the last 16 years, yeah. If I'm correct. And what got them there was that they were able to acquire someone who was a veteran player, who was young enough to be an all-star, and that could carry most of the weight, but also make his teammates better. And I just don't know that at this stage, you know, we see that person coming through the doors at this time.
Doc Rivers and Billy Donovan both got fired this year. Did that surprise you? I mean, they seem like really good coaches.
You know, not surprising. Now, if you ask me the question, you know, would I have liked to see Doc Rivers have another chance with his team under normal circumstances? For sure. But when you're up 3-1 against the Denver Nuggets, you're a heavily favored to play the L.A. Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. You go out and you sign Kawhi Leonard, you bring in Paul George. And when you're not able to get there after that 3-1 lead, now, I'm not surprised that ownership made the move, but if you ask me, would I have liked to see Doc Rivers have a chance to come back for a second term with that team? For sure, I would have loved to have seen that.
Did you ever play with him?
I didn't play with him. I played against him. And the first time I played against Doc Rivers, he was a freshman at Marquette.
And you were what?
And it was my junior year at the University of Minnesota. And that year, we had the toughest 9-conference schedule in the country. Mm-hmm. And I think we came home to play them sometime during the middle of the week in a 9-conference game. We had just come off the road for 2 games. And if my mind can take me back there correctly, I think we were undefeated until they came into town, and they were able to knock us off the rim during the 9-conference season.
And Rivers was the key cog?
Doc Rivers was a freshman point guard. He had a guy named Artie Green, you know, but the star player on that team and a guy that never was able to get himself together between off the court and on the court was a guy named Oliver Lee. And oh, yeah. Mike, let me tell you, he was about 6'7", 6'8", fantastic athlete, could jump, could shoot, could drive, could post up. I mean, he had all the tools. And if he could have found a way to balance off, you know, off the court and on the court, this guy could have been an NBA player and a very good NBA player for a very long time.
Did Al McGuire recruit him before Al quit?
Yeah, Al was the coach at that time, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, Al was there.
I can't remember now, but yeah. But
I can't remember. I think Al was there, but I'm not 100% sure.
Did you know Al at all over the years?
I knew Al, yeah. I knew Al very well.
He seemed like a pretty good dude and a fun guy.
Oh, yeah. You know, he was your typical New Yorker, right?
Yep. They said he used to recruit one player a year. He'd go get the blue chip guy and let his assistants get the rest.
And also, they had a guy named Sam Worthy. Sam Worthy, and Sam Worthy was out of New York City, and he was your typical point guard, a guy who knew how to run the show, you know, could set the table to get all
after Butch Lee,
right,
huh?
The right time. He came after Butch Lee, yes.
Yeah. Trent, always good stuff. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you for giving us some time.
Anytime, Mike.
Fun stuff going through the current and the past with the one and only Trent Tucker.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.